This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weird stuff, and then some on the DJV program. You can count on us to stir the pot, if you will, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, November the 30th. What's there's 30 days, that's September, April, May, and November. I thought
this winter, February, this is it. Done. All the rest have 31.
Yes, yeah, girl. Thank you very much. Yeah, yay, we're for done. Day. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the Dougster here with the latest on the book. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has filed a lawsuit against the Defense Department. Good luck with that, pal. The Pentagon has censored his First Amendment rights by redacting aspects of his book. How can they do that? How is this?
They all can do security, that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people.
Is that really the story, or is it just about Trump?
But well, if it was dirt on Trump, why wouldn't, if it was political, why wouldn't the administration now say, yeah, sure, write whatever you want, but they're not. So there must be something there that they're protecting.
Which would be?
I would imagine.
I don't know.
Well, there's executive privilege, so there's that. Who knows? And everybody who writes a book, John Bolton had to do it, all these people who are in the national security realm and have to have their books approved by the DOJ before it can be published.
So who reads those books? Who's in the Department of Justice?
I have no idea.
A lot of
magical
lawyer?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like
the official
who
the
has
official
to sit there and go through it? Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know.
With a highlighter. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Jeez. Yeah. Or a black magic marker, one or the other. Okay, so this suit alleges, quote, some requested redactions asked me not to quote former President Trump and others in meetings, to not describe conversations between the former president and me, and do not use certain verbs or nouns when describing historical events, like putts, referring to some people who made some
decisions. I'd imagine that in certain meetings, when you are assuming that you have privilege and you're talking about sensitive matters, it is probably, and I don't know this to be true, but I would imagine it's true that you cannot directly quote people.
Yeah. I would think that
don't
makes
think?
Sense. Yeah, that would make sense.
But how are you going to prove, unless the meeting's being recorded, how are you going to prove what really...
Well, then it's your opinion, and you're writing an opinion book, which yeah. I guess all books really are.
From your perspective, right.
Yeah.
Like most of the news today isn't news, it's opinion. So all this is somebody's creative imagination. It's got a ghostwriter, or did he do it all himself?
I don't
who
know.
Put this book together, you know?
I didn't even know Mark Esper was writing a book. It's so funny. Like, it's almost like once you get a cabinet position or you become someone higher up in government, it's like, click, cha-ching, you get to write a book about it
right.
at some point.
Cha-ching. Okay, so what happens now is the question people are asking. We've done the why of why they're filing the lawsuit, but what then? So it
well,
goes,
now it's under review.
By whom?
The Department of Justice.
Okay, so are they in court? What, I mean, no, you let them.
They just filed the lawsuit on Sunday, so.
But it's in court then. How do you file a lawsuit on Sunday? Who's in court on Sunday?
Jen, do you want to take this?
I don't know what to tell you. All I know is it's a lawsuit.
Neither
I don't know
is Victoria,
when.
Victoria, obviously.
You know.
Well, hey, you want to weigh in on this?
He just filed his lawsuit on Sunday. Not a whole lot has happened yet.
But
and so,
how do you file a lawsuit on Sunday? Are they
everybody files lawsuits all day, every day of the week. Holidays, everybody does that. When you want to get divorced if you're a celebrity, you file on Christmas Day. Everybody try. I mean, that happens. Yeah. It doesn't mean
you
that you're going to go before it.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, how do you file?
You go out the paperwork, and then you hold a press conference and say, I filled out paperwork to
okay.
file a lawsuit.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're sitting there in front of a judge because it's just you have to file it and then it has to go through all. I mean, you've been involved in lawsuits, right? It has to go through a long channel of you know, it's a circuitous path to get to sitting in front
of
a judge.
They always
nice
lose.
Word.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to speaking of
my
suits.
My brain hurts.
Can I tell you about a story?
I feel like my brain is waterlogged, and I was not on a catamaran for 4.5 hours.
Can I tell you about a big story that you're going to get cranked up about, and it's happening in L.A. County, where I live?
Well. Yep.
All right. Good idea, right? So I think I told you guys a while ago that the
LAPD... Do you want me to take a guess as to what it is? Do you want me to use my psychic powers?
But no, I think because I remember us talking about this on the air, so I think we've talked about it before, but the LAPD has this new system in place where they're requiring vaccines of all officers. But if they, up until the deadline, which is December 18th, if you hadn't become fully vaccinated, you had to submit to a COVID test twice a week at the officer's expense, and you could only get the test through a certain source, right, that had a county contract. You couldn't go to Rite Aid or CVS or the drugstores to get your test anywhere. You had to do it through this certain one because this guy paid a lot of money to get the contract, and so now $250 a week comes out of an officer's paycheck to feed this guy's testing facility. Seems like a scam to me. Ooh. The LA Sheriff's Department, which is the law enforcement of LA County, just sent out a letter to the LA Board of Supervisors, actually dated yesterday evening. And this is Alex Villanueva, who's our sheriff, who I really, really like. I didn't vote for him, but I will until he is no longer running. And he says, "Dear supervisors, this letter is to inform you that the L.A. County Sheriff's Department will not participate in COVID-19 registering or testing with Fulgent Genetics Corporation." They were required to do that, by the way. "Due to the fact that the DNA data obtained is not guaranteed to be safe and secure from foreign governments and will likely be shared," are you ready with this? "With the Republic of China. On November 24th, I was contacted by the FBI, Weapons of Mass Destruction Coordinator, who shared with me the FBI's need to brief L.A. County leaders as to very concerning information they learned regarding the COVID-19 testing of county employees by Fulgent. On November 26th, I attended a briefing at the FBI field L.A. field office as a Los Angeles County Council and blah, blah, blah. At an invitation was also extended to each of you. None of them showed up. The FBI stated the purpose of the meeting was to inform county leaders of the serious risks associated with allowing Fulgent to conduct COVID-19 testing of county employees." Apparently, this guy, this company that's been testing L.A. County employees, including the sheriffs, including the Board of Supervisors, L.A. County public employees, they've been sharing DNA information with China. The FBI comes to warn them. Exactly. Why? Exactly.
And, under whose authority?
L.A. County. The Board of Supervisors. Well,
so who's in the L.A. County Supervisor's office that's Chinese? That's, I guess that's where you go.
Well, I don't know if it's about being Chinese. I think that's a little bit stereotypical. It doesn't mean that because you're Chinese, you're working with the Chinese Communist Party.
No, I'm not saying because you are Chinese.
Because their money works with anybody, regardless of their race.
I'm betting there's some Chinese plant in the office. That's what I'm betting. So,
this is the first time that this story is breaking. This is probably one of the first shows that you're going to hear it on, and you can bet that I'll be covering it on my local show. But Fulgent Genetics is now on notice, and I think your question will have to be answered by LA County as to why they went into a no-bid contract with this.
Well, the no-bid contract, isn't that a part of California? Isn't that yet another weird, right? But yeah, to keep everybody in the circle. Yeah, so Fulgent Genetics, the Chinese connection there appears to be that they made a $19 million investment in Chinese JV. So there's a Chinese company that they took over. Fulgent has controlling interest in this Chinese company. And so now where it goes from there, I don't know. But taking over that company, the Q3 revenues were up 25% for Fulgent. So it was obviously a lucrative move for them to do that. Now, does this necessarily mean that they're handing over all the results and the data to the Chinese government? Not necessarily, but it does certainly look fishy.
Yeah,
well, and also, I mean, the fact that it says on their website, quote, "I also give permission to my specimen and clinical information to be used in de-identified studies at Fulgent for publication if appropriate." Basically, when you give them your information or give them your testing, you're signing everything away. And if the FBI is watching over this, I mean, clearly this is not just some wacky story. Yeah. No, this has got people concerned about it. So
wake up, America. Wake up. All right, so while we're with Jennifer and Law and Order and that sort of thing, I see that there is an animal rights group. I probably should bring this up. I'm betting, see if you can remember, would you mind, Victoria, I may remember, may not, when we have Warren on, the pony rides at Griffith Park are breaking animal welfare laws. How so? How
they said that the ponies are overworked.
Really? So how do they determine that?
I guess they talked to them in a meeting, a grievance meeting with the ponies. The ponies. Came forward. Yeah. I don't know how they came up with that.
I'm not, by the way,
stuff,
saying that's not possible,
people.
Because a lot of animals are abused by owners, and in these circumstances, there are a lot of animals that are that really are put through. I mean, I remember once having a discussion on the air about a suit against a farmer who, because he milked his cows three times a day, the animal rights groups thought that was abusive. And in some cases, the older cows, it is. So, you know,
well,
maybe
it says
there
here that there are 16 ponies that they say are routinely overworked. One of them, it says, according to this group, has a gait issue. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going to dismiss it. I think there's probably.
Look, I wouldn't poo-poo it maybe on a weekend, but I can't imagine that these ponies have a lot to do during the week, especially when school's going on. I just don't know how popular of an
Well, it depends on how they're cared for, Jennifer. How well
100%.
Cared for they are.
Now, the park's website says that all animals are under the direct care of a licensed veterinarian. They're up to date on all their required medical shots and inoculations. This is run by the Griffith Park Pony Rides and Petting Zoo.
I've taken miles over there to ride these ponies. I know the exact circumstances they're talking
about.
Did
they look like they weren't well
cared for? Miles had a friend, a favorite pony, and they all look pretty good to me. Mm-hmm. So, and they only do it on weekends. You're right.
I think there's a misunderstanding that I think animals like this. I mean, obviously, we have no way to know if they're overworked or if they like this. But you can tell a happy animal from an animal in distress.
Yes, you can. Yep.
And I think people would see that probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to know if people are overreacting.
How much they know,
sometimes animal
Jennifer.
Rights groups do that. Right.
Yeah, they do. Yep. All right, 18 half the hour. This is the DJV program. How can you lose your belly fat from all the food you ate at Thanksgiving? Thank you for asking the question. The answer is, and it isn't a why question. You know why you've got a little extra around your belly, and you're going to continue with Christmas parties. I'm going to one next week. You probably are too. Maybe two or three or four between now and Christmas, and then there's Christmas itself and New Year's. Adding on the pounds, wowie zowie. If you are interested in trying to prevent that from happening, getting started early, getting started now, getting started today with Calitrans, probably a smart move on your part, go to their website, toploss.com, and see how it works all naturally. That's the key, and that's the hidden secret. Check it all out, all the successes, all the secrets, toploss.com. Use the DJV show, the DJV logo, when you check out for unlimited specials.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more spritzing and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more splurging on yourself and a lot more gift sets to give. With faves like Ariana Grande's REM and Yves Saint Laurent Y for Men, we've got all the fragrances to wrap up your list with style. And now you can buy online and pick up the very same day to make holiday shopping even easier. Celebrate a little more this holiday season and cross a lot more off your list. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
OG, it's 23 after the hour. Get it there, a little rhyme. OG, it's 23 past the hour. Ladies, you get how clever your host is. Nicely done.
I love when people explain how clever their comments are.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I did it.
It's wonderful. It's my favorite
Okay.
thing.
All right, Victoria and Jay and I. Well, this is Jay's time to command the airwaves because she has a reminder about our works giveaways, week two of that big deal. And then it looks like George Clooney. Is in the socket, if you will, for a discussion trending things right after this.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks the D4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right, so, Jay Bird, what do we have in terms of the giveaway? How are we doing on contestants? We got a good backlog of people that are sending in entries for this week's contest.
Yes, and now is your chance. Just tell us what this time of year means to you. You can do so on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. At DJV Show is the handle across all of those social media sites. You can also get more info on DJVShow.com. But, yeah, tell us what this time of year means to you. And Doug will pick a winner. You only have until Thursday, this coming Thursday, 12 noon.
And it will be up to me this time, not my grandson, to pick the winner. So you can be sure I will scrutinize things differently. If you have any stories about farm animals, that probably will give you a leg up. Just a little hint.
There you go.
for tractors, you know, anything like that.
This will be the winner. So here you go. This will be the winner. Just go post right now. What this time of year means to me is loving on all of the animals, especially the farm animals. And shout out to your local farmers. There you go. You're going to be a top contender automatically.
Okay. That's it. Very good. Whoever that sent that along is smart.
Rigged.
Okay. At least my grandson's not doing the deciding this week because I won't be around. I'll be around him tomorrow night, but not on Thursday. Okay, so George Clooney has a story to tell. He always has stories to tell. This one's a little bit upsetting.
This is a really disappointing story for humankind, for sure. So George Clooney was speaking with the Sunday Times, and he was recalling his 2018 motorcycle accident he had in Italy. And he was on his way to a set. This is when he was filming Catch 22. He's on the way to set, and a car pulls out in front of him. George is on the motorcycle and flies like 20 feet in the air, somehow lands on his hands and knees. And he thinks that that is what caused him to survive this accident. He thinks if he landed any other way, that he would have been toast.
But he didn't break his arm, though, or something like that, landing that way.
Yeah, this could have been so significantly bad. Well, as he's on the ground, before he even gets up, when it all first happens, he's just waiting for his lights to go out. He's just waiting, like, he thinks that it's the adrenaline, that he's still even awake, and he is just waiting to die at any moment. And then he realizes, oh, wait, I'm okay. And then he starts to get up and realizes all these people are standing around him with their phones out taking video and photos of this. Nobody ran over to see
loser.
Disgusting.
It's that is just a horrible, horrible depiction of
humankind.
People
are really
dysfunctional. Go help people.
Yeah,
well, right. How many people stand by and film stuff now and they don't even get involved?
Yeah.
They don't care. It's just, you know, they load it up on Instagram before they even call the cops.
That's the thank you, social media. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why is this oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's Bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Oh, every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South African doctor Angelique Kotze at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 on CNN Monday night.
Easily treatable at home. No need for admission. That's a first price.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Wednesday over whether Mississippi can ban abortions after 15 weeks. Not only is there Mississippi's call to overrule Roe v. Wade to save the lives of the voiceless, justices are already considering a Texas law banning abortions where a heartbeat is detected. That's roughly 6 weeks after conception. NBA basketball star and outspoken activist on human rights abuses, Enes Kanter, born in Turkey, is now a U.S. citizen since Monday.
I waited for this moment like
6 years now, and it's finally happened. It's like a dream come true. America gives you opportunity, freedom, and, you know, human rights, and you can have anything you want here.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Kotze.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, and it's now more or less, I call it day 13, which since, you know, we have made the diagnosis of these variants, new variant that's going around. So if you look at the severity, and especially in the beginning of any wave, it's normally not that severe. It's normally the younger people that get infected. And then from there on, it will spread and go further. So hopefully, we can keep the clinical picture as it is. If we say patients are not, they are moderate ill, they're not severely ill. I'm also part of a group of about 8 doctors, and only two patients that admitted the past 24 hours. I'm not sure about those patients' symptoms. But the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients, means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
Last night's Monday Night Football game, the Washington football team beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-15. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, another, hello, half hour of the DJV program, Tuesday, November the 30th, last day of the month. Tomorrow is the 1st of December. Enjoy December. It'll be a wonderful, I'm saying this because I want to put it out there. December is a wonderful time of the year, and it'll be wonderful this year. Think that as you go through your next month, and that will be it. Thoughts or things, remember that. Jennifer's not here this half hour, but Victoria is here. And Jay's here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. We were talking earlier about Twitter and the fact that Jack Dorsey has left Twitter and what that will maybe mean. Maybe some of you don't know even who he is. He's been a pretty controversial fellow. And one of the reasons that he is controversial is because Twitter is controversial because it's not reliable. I thought it was interesting that, Jay, you noted in some of our trending material that Cate Blanchett, the actress, says that she makes sure her children check sources when getting news from social media. How old are her children? She's in her 50s, right? So her
children, she's 52. What, teenagers? She has 3 sons, 19, 17, and 13, and then a 5-year-old daughter. And whenever she hears her kids talking about information, she always asks, you know, who's the source? Where did this come from? She wants them to do their due diligence in following up on things. And she says that when you hear that her kids talk to their friends, she knows they're being responsible and they are doing their research when hearing facts and not mistaking other people's opinions as facts.
What children do you know who do that, actually, really and truly? And I think most children just take what they see on some of these social sites like Twitter and well, the children aren't on Facebook much, but TikTok, for example. What's the whole thing? TikTok is video of what's on Twitter. Yes?
No. Or is it no, it is a lot of video. And I don't think this is just a kids thing. I know a lot of adults who get scammed all the time or they think they see something real. And there is a lot going on regarding COVID on TikTok especially, where you have actual doctors and medical professionals making videos and giving their take on certain things. But then you have people just dressing the part and giving their opinions, masking them as facts. And then people are falling for it because they're not doing their research of, okay, well, who is this person? Let me Google this person, see what else they're doing.
The other
I think
side
a lot of older
is...
people, and there have been statistics have shown that the biggest culprits of the biggest spreaders of misinformation are people who are over the age of 55. And I think part of the problem is that they don't really know what the next step is in order to verify something that they've read. So if someone that is a Facebook friend or a friend of a friend... Well, but it's true. So if someone is a friend of a friend of on Facebook and they post something about, I don't know, the vaccine, let's say, because that's a controversial thing. So they see something and they go, well, I don't know who posted that, but a person I do know on Facebook reposted it, so it must be okay. And they're just relying on someone else to do the due diligence and no one's doing it. That's a huge problem. Younger people have more... They just have more computer skills. They have more research skills. And, you know, I would not be surprised at all if younger kids, like Kate Blanchett's kids, are doing the research that needs to be done. I mean, look, we talk about stuff all the time on this show. And we fact check. I mean, we joke that we fact check you. But we fact check on the fly. And
well,
it's
I don't know the
easy.
Facts of the facts. One man's facts, another person's fantasy.
Well, because you can
fiction.
Tell what the source is, whether if it's a,
if it's
a
New York Times
source.
I'm not
and if multiple sources are claiming the same thing.
Ah, there you
That's
go.
Why you have to look at multiple sources.
You have
different
have
articles.
Corroborated.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
And you read the New York Times every day. So
I know. But that doesn't mean I like it. Or I believe it. I look at a lot of other stuff, too. I look at the Boston Globe every day, which is pretty much the redux of the New York Times. I look at some of the other, shall we say, more centralized, focused newspapers and magazines. I was sitting on the couch in the living room at Megan's house the other day, and I was on my iPhone, and I was trying to find something. So Miles reaches over my shoulder and says, Gramps, Leah, push that.
So you just proved my point.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. 6 years old.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. The TSA says this past Sunday marked the busiest day for air travel since the start of the, go back a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Right? They screened 2,451,300 people at airports across the country on Sunday. Almost 21 million passengers passed through TSA checkpoints from the 19th of November through the 28th. That's double the number of air travelers screened last year at the same time. So they expected, they said, to have screened about 20 million. So they're pretty close. Busiest air travel day in TSA history was on the Sunday after Thanksgiving in 2019, when almost 3 million people were screened. So this is it's a busy time. When did I go through screening the last time? I came over here on Thursday, Wednesday. No, when did I come? Thursday. So it was not busy at all at LAX on Thursday. No, Thursday was Thanksgiving. When the heck did I come over here? Friday. Came over on Friday, and it wasn't busy on Friday either. It'd be interesting to see. This is a smaller airport here on Kauai, so it'd be interesting to see how busy it is this afternoon when I get on a plane to go back to LAX. But traveling air travel is the thing of the day. Also a thing of the day today is Giving Tuesday. Are you familiar, all of you, with what goes on Giving Tuesday? Started in 2012 by New York's 92nd Street Y, partnership with the UN Foundation, the YMCA. So the purpose of the day, as I understand it, is to inspire folks like you and me, all of us, and people that run companies, big companies, small companies, to take action by donating money to charity. For example, today, or I will do it when I get back, I give to the local conservation district, Sudbury Valley Trustees. I always give them money every Giving Tuesday. This is something, you know, I believe in land preservation, that sort of stuff. So that just happens to be. I also give to the ASPCA on Giving Tuesday, and I give to Tufts University, which has a veterinary college that I believe in. So those are the things that I do. Are you doing anything along that line? If you have, it isn't so much about philanthropic feelings. It's about, you know, maybe you can spend a lot of money on people that may not do any good. That is, a lot of people think they have to buy presents for people because they're going to get them something, and then they get them something that's no good. Why don't you give some money in that person's name? Okay, and in honor of Victoria, I'm going to give $100 to the ASPCA. In honor of Jay, I'll give $100 Sudbury Valley's not that thing, but you know what I'm saying, something like
well,
that.
Well, the importance of giving on Giving Tuesday is that a lot of corporations will match donations.
Match it.
Yeah. So that's why it's really, if you are planning on giving this holiday season, you know, we worked with Feeding America last year when we did our radio-a-thon 2 years in a row. Feeding America is an amazing organization to give to. My money always goes to animal rescues, so yeah. That's what I'll be doing today, and, you know, and hoping that we can, actually, the rescue that we work with, Animal Lighthouse, is really in financial trouble, and so you know, and maybe even risking closing their doors. So we're really trying to rally the troops and get everybody to donate as much as they can.
Why not? You're given a lot of time.
Going.
You want to save it.
Of course.
There are a million reasons and excuses why you might not consider this today. You might say, "Oh, that's irrational. That's crazy. I don't want to do that. It's unreasonable to expect me to give." Well, you know, think about the greater good, not yourself. So
and also, one other thing I just want to add to, make sure that if you are going to give, this is also a big day for cyber crime, so make sure that you are going to the exact website and that it is verified, and you can see, you know, at the top of your address bar, make sure it's verified, it's a secure location, secure website, and that you are giving money and you know exactly where it goes. Check your financial statements, your credit card statements, and make sure everything goes where you want it to go, because this is, unfortunately, a day that a lot of scammers take advantage of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people will just click what they see on social media, especially with Instagram. Instagram is a big culprit for it.
Yep.
Go to scamaside.com. That's my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer who does a lot of stuff for me on this program and on the Countdown Show. He's got a website, scamaside.com, where you can get info and references. And there's another one of those sites, and I've forgotten what it is, but it's good for the same reason. So you want to check things out before you spend any money doing crazy stuff. I see that Phony Fauci says we're not going to eradicate the virus. I think that is correct. I don't think we are going to eradicate it. I think it's unreasonable to expect that we will. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try. It just means that these things are around and they're everywhere. And unless we put the screws to the Chinese, who knows what they'll come up with next. And that's the way I look at it. I'm 100% convinced they're responsible. I don't know. I talk till I'm blue in the face about it. Some people say, yeah, you're right. Other people say, how dare you? I don't really care. That's what I think. My heart tells me that that's what it's about, and so does my head. So whether there is more going on in the laboratory in Wuhan or someplace else, these things do live a life of their own once they get started. And so how do you stop it? It's like, hello, ding, ding. How do you stop the common cold? It goes on and on. And so the thing that I believe is model behavior is you don't let it get the best of you. You don't let it get the best of us. You do stuff that makes sense. Hopefully more people will be pushed to get vaccines or wait until, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Moderna is working on the first one, right? For this Omicron or Omicrop or crap or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're working on it. They're not really sure. Apparently, if you're fully vaxxed, if you got one or two shots and you haven't been boosted, that's where they see a major drop off in effectiveness against Omicron. So you definitely, if you are vaxxed, you make sure you go and get boosted, because that's essential. If you're not vaxxed, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You're on your own. Wear a mask. I don't know. Try to protect yourself. I don't know why people wouldn't get vaxxed, but whatever. People have their, you know, their thoughts and their feelings about it. So it's unfortunate that it's so political. The flu shot has never been political, but yet this shot is just
It's
ridiculous.
All right. There's a petition going around right now to collect signatures to have, this is a national thing, I think. You can check. I'm sure you'll fact check me. To have the presidency decided by popular vote, which is something I would like to see happen. I think the Electoral College needs to go away. I think my vote ought to count.
You can have signatures. Yours. How many signatures? That doesn't matter. You'd have to have, it's a constitutional convention.
You got to have a constitutional convention. Yeah, does this get that started is the question.
I don't know.
I hope that it does get something started, because it's time that we do something to fix this problem. Mm. Food news. Kraft, which owns Heinz, recalling Country Time lemonade and Kool-Aid because they have small pieces of metal and glass in them. Oh, yum.
Good grief.
Yeah, come on. What in the name of God goes on when they run the company that badly? It just is that's all it is. It's bad management. How do you have something like that happen? People, they are doing it out of, quote, an abundance of caution. Yeah, no, they're doing it because they don't want to get sued. And that's why they're doing it. So you can say abundance of caution, use whatever word you want to.
Right, and little kids drink this stuff. So if you're cutting up a little kid's esophagus as, you know, they're swallowing Kool-Aid,
so just
that's going to put you out of business pretty fast.
Right, I was about to use the S word. Don't drink this crap. Don't buy it. If you have it, bring it back to the store. Don't throw it away. Bring it back to the store so that you can get your money back. That's the bottom line. And the bottom line brings us to 12 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay and Chuck are actually not here today, but we have lots of things to talk about, including Thanksgiving box office. How well did it really do after this?
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's, ladies, examine the Thanksgiving box office, shall we? The ticket sales over this past weekend apparently show that consumer confidence in movie going is coming back, but not enough to bring the theater industry back yet to the levels. You know, we were talking earlier about how many people are flying and what the TSA says about who's going through the airports, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So does that same number, does that same quotient factor into the theater industry? I love going to the movies. I haven't been for almost a month now. Normally this time of year I'd go to a movie once or twice a week. It's not because I'm afraid to go, it's just because I'm busier than I normally am. And so it's really cool, though, to go to I forgot which movie I saw. Oh, I know what it was. It was Belfast. Theater was full. And the movie that I saw with what was the movie that I saw before that? The night before that, I'd seen a movie and it was, what the heck? Oh, is the
you didn't see House
Diana
of yet? Did you?
No, I haven't seen that yet. I'll see that this weekend probably. Anyway, the expectation is domestic box office total will be about $4 billion. It was $7 billion in 2019, so it's coming back up again. A Thanksgiving holiday down 46% from 2019, but up hugely from last year, which you can expect anyway. Domestic ticket sales from Wednesday to Sunday, 140 million compared to 263 2 years ago and 315 million in 2018. I just can't believe, it doesn't seem to me to make economic sense for Disney and all these other companies, MGM, whoever it is, to want to have this stuff on the at home on the HBO screens or Disney Plus or whatever it is. I just don't get it. So get the money out of people in the theater and then put it on your
sure,
screen.
Yeah, they could do that. I mean, but the problem, though, some of the enticements of signing up for Disney Plus or HBO Max or, you know, Peacock, one of the, those are the three that have been showing movies the same time that they're in theaters. Part of the reason that they do that is because that's what gets people to sign up and pay $15 a month, is that access. So,
But they can have both. So
they
don't
could.
Have... Yeah, you know, that's the thing that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know if I'm smarter than they are or not, but none of these equations seem to make any sense to me, Frank. Very short-sighted, which is all Disney ever thinks about anyway, is 6 months out. They don't, and most other corporations as well. Not the long, what's going to be like in 6 years, 10 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the comparisons here. Thanksgiving is a good time for you to open a movie. Christmas is better. And then there's the spring season. So it ranks in order. Christmas 1, Thanksgiving 2, and around...
isn't 4th of July usually a big one? Or
4th of July is, yeah. Between the end of May and the 4th of July, lots of movies open up.
Used to be summer blockbusters, but
yeah,
that hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah. So now Spider-Man No Way Home is the next big movie to come out. I think Chucker said, isn't that in a couple of weeks? $100 million
December 17th,
expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, $100 million there. The stock in theaters went down because of the latest fear-based thinking on the new COVID Omicron or Omicrap or whatever it is. So anyway, children's movies are big, right? Clifford the Big Red Dog did very well. I don't go to see children's movies anymore. I used to. I'm sure once Miles gets a little older and then Jasper comes into the, you know, Megan will say, you want to take Miles to the movies? Yep, let's go. But you can be sure that Gramps will scrutinize the movie very carefully before he brings Miles or Jasper, anybody like that, to the movies. So a lot of
as long as you don't talk during the movie.
No, I won't. Well, I might say, hey, Miles, what do you think of that? I might do that. All right, ladies, thank you. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.